Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. And if you're new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day all season long. Marlins fans, there was no game yesterday from Miami as it was postponed the day before that and is now rescheduled for September 28th, weeks and weeks and weeks away from Miami. As it seems like almost every game that the Marlins play in Citi Field in New York has gone to a rain delay or some scheduling conflict has happened. And after the games on Tuesday, it does look like the Marlins could use a day to get their bearings after just what was a disastrous, I don't even think disastrous is the right word. It was horrendous. Atrocious doubleheader. That first game really broke a lot of hearts for Miami fans and a lot of spirits as we were up 5-1 in the bottom of the ninth to giving up 5 and losing 6-5 and is inexcusable and does hurt as a fan seeing that the Marlins just lose so badly to the Mets, who are almost kind of a little dysfunctional in their own right just over the last couple weeks with the thumbs down incident and now yesterday what happened to their GM at a fundraiser. It's just been a really wild couple weeks for Mets fans, but it's been really a wild ride also for the Marlins. You can't forget that second game, the seven inning game where Eddie Cabrera just, he didn't have it. He didn't look like the top prospect Marlins fans were hoping for in that instant. 7 hits, 3 earned runs, only 2 Ks, gave up a home run in only 4 innings. Eddie, that's not what really Marlins fans are hoping for from Edward Cabrera, but hopefully it's just an anomaly. It's just something that happened. 7 innings, a back-to-back, who knows? Marlins fans, tonight the game is at 7:10 p.m. and we're going to have now a little preview of that game. The Marlins are playing the Mets and have Zach Thompson starting for Miami, who so far 2-6, has pitched 62 and 2/3 innings, has a really great ERA and 3.16 and 1.10 whip. Zach Thompson has been a guy that the Marlins somewhat have been surprised of this season. He's really performed over expectations. Don't look at that win-loss record. That's just something, you know, Marlins are really hard to get runs in. And, you know, a 3.16 ERA, a 1.12 whip, 52 strikeouts, which is really great to see. Half walks, 21 walks, 22 earned runs. Still only 27 years old, will turn up 28 in October. So he's still fairly young, but I could see him maybe more as a long reliever role going forward for the Marlins. And, you know, he will be starting off against Carlos Carrasco, who, this will only be his 7th start this season coming back for the Mets. And he has been really kind of up and down so far. His last start was the 26th versus San Francisco. He had probably the best start of the season for him. 7 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 5 Ks. A cookie, he's a tough guy to go up against. So this will be really a challenge for the Marlins as they still continue with injuries and almost lineup changes every day. And now going into September, we are going to have the 27th man, 28 men, as the rosters will be expanded. And hopefully the Marlins bring up some guys that can really energize the fan base. It has really been brutal the last couple of not even days, but weeks for the Marlins, and it's just really hard because we've had really great starts. Here's a little stat from Fish Stripes tweeted out yesterday. Six starts for Sandy Alcantara in August. And you got to remove that Coors Field disaster. But 36 innings pitched. His ERA is 1.00. Yes, exactly one. Seven walks and 47 strikeouts. Sandy has just been a man on a mission in August, taking out that Coors Field debacle, because Coors Field is his own is his own realm. But playing against the Mets coming up today will somewhat be of a challenge. Hopefully Marlins can bounce back. There are some lineups for the Mets which have been giving the Marlins trouble. We go back, Brandon Nimmo had three hits in that game where the Marlins lost in the ninth. We also go to, Dominic Smith had two hits. These guys really, they hit for average, and they're just really good players. And Nimmo has a 2.98 average, OPS 8.33. And for the Marlins, they really need to step up if they want to beat the Mets, because it only gets harder from here, as this weekend they will be playing against the Phillies. They go back to the Mets, and then they have the Braves, and then they have the Nationals. It's just really difficult for the Marlins. And then they have the Pittsburgh Pirates around the middle of September. And Marlins and the Pirates this season, it's been really going to the Pirates' ways. And for Marlins fans, this is their chance to see Brian Reynolds in Miami, see him up close and personal. Hopefully the Marlins can get him, because that will just be just amazing icing on the cake, hopefully, for this down year, end it with getting Brian Reynolds. But that does it for me. Game will be on at 7:10 p.m. tonight. So, but before you go, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this, always, always, go fish.